From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. A waiver from the Environmental Protection Agency is good news for E15 fuel availability. Chad Smith has more.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin recently issued a waiver making E15 available through the summer driving season. Ryan Yates, Managing Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, says the decision allows consumers to have more fuel choices this summer.
Because year-round E15 is not a permanent fixture in the United States, it requires a special waiver from the EPA. We're certainly very thrilled that the administrator, that the Trump administration, have agreed to grant that waiver, and we can continue to have sales of E15 fuel throughout the summer months.
The waiver will benefit the farmers who grow the corn and consumers who fill their tanks.
It's a great benefit for consumers to have more choice when it comes to energy. As we've seen over the last several years, the rampant inflation has affected all aspects of life for consumers, for farmers alike. But to be able to have a decision that helps ensure that consumers have a choice when it comes to the fuel that they use to fuel their vehicles, fuel their lives, E15 can be purchased from anywhere from 10 to 30 cents less than regular fuel.
He says year-round ethanol should be a permanent fixture in U.S. fuel supplies.
It should be. I mean, this is as American as motherhood and apple pie. We have actively worked with the previous Congress and certainly with the 119th Congress to find a way forward to ensure that we can provide policies that allow for year-round E15.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Mental health and agriculture. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
May is Mental Health Month, and Kansas Farm Bureau is here to help spark the conversation and promote resources. All month long, we're spotlighting resources, stories, and support systems that remind rural Kansans they're never alone. We're kicking things off with a celebration of community champions through our Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year Awards. These honors recognize those making a difference in rural mental health, and applications and nominations for the 2025 awards open May 1st at www.kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter. Follow along on Kansas Farm Bureau's Facebook and Instagram platforms each week through May as we share tools, stories, and encouragement to take just one step towards wellness, break the stigma, and keep the conversation going. Kansas Farm Bureau's communication, media, and spokesperson training is your opportunity to become a confident and effective advocate for the agricultural community. This intensive two-day program held July 16th and 17th in Hays this year equips Farm Bureau members with essential communication skills. For eligibility requirements and to apply by June 24th, go to www.kfb.org. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
As the end of the school year is quickly coming to sight for my children, the end-of-year activities are beginning to ramp up. I recently joined my daughter's elementary class as they expanded on their classroom lessons about pioneers and experienced a different time period for a day. Students dressed up as pioneer children, wrapped their lunch in parchment paper, packed it into metal pails, and headed to Wichita to participate in a day of experiential learning. While walking by some antique farm machinery that was being explained to the kids, I couldn't help but think that I sure was glad I live in 2025. I was soon reminded that some things still remain the same. The students were then each handed a hockey puck, and they were prompted to select a space on the pegboard to release their puck. Where the puck would land would determine the crop they would have, ranging from a bumper crop all the way to a total failure. The exercise allowed students to briefly experience the feelings and concerns a farmer living in the late 1800s would potentially have if they grew a crop. The day I spent with a group of pioneer kids is one I will soon not forget, as it was a great reminder of the realities and concerns of farmers then that are still present for us today.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.